Chapter 8, Genuine Faithfulness. Moreover, all those who have extorted unfair and unrighteous wealth, they must compensate for it by pawning the fortunes of their wives, children, and family members, even unto death. Those who do not die are further inflicted with disasters of water, fire, theft, loss of goods, disease, slander, and more, until it offsets their illicit appropriations. Furthermore, for those who indiscriminately killed people, it is like soldiers who exchange blades and kill each other. To seize wealth unjustly is like relieving hunger with poisoned meat, or slaking thirst with poisoned wine. It brings only temporary satisfaction, but ultimately death. Such Taishong's pronouncements to awaken people, we fully concur. Therefore, and identifiably, persons placed in the political arena, providing private gains in the name of public interests, abusing and manipulating special privileges, fond of procuring unlawfully, assuming oneself so exalted and eminent as to be above all the mortal legal order might tolerate, protem the wrongs, the invisible heavenly retributions shall be apparent and erectly evident. Ye children and grandchildren, be disciplined and be discreet. Therefore, once ever taken the evil path, shall oneself repent and rectify. Refrain from doing all evils. Practice and participate in all goodness. With genuine heart and sincere soul, then propitious spirits favorably follow, and comeuppance exchanges for sanctuaries.